Hello, this is EJ Castor, and for our Florida Tech International Student Spotlight, I have a student from Nigeria with me, Theophilus Guche, and you are majoring in aerospace engineering.
Yeah, that's correct.
So tell us about that. What got you interested in aerospace engineering specifically?
Yeah, I've always been fascinated by the ideas of planes, the jumbo jets, and high-speed aircraft. I'd always wanted to know how we're able to make it to space and all of that. So for me, aerospace was a degree that I was going to pursue to ensure that I knew more about space flight, travel, and aircrafts in general.
And why specifically Florida Tech?
Yeah, because when you look at Florida Tech, it's a school that has been built on a lot of experience. It has great teachers and resources. It's just not too far off from the Kennedy Space Center. The school has a very good history when it comes to flight, a reputation that could not be tarnished by any means.
And so you believe the professors are good instructors then?
Yeah, they are one of the best in the world. I don't think there are that many out there that could do a better job than them.
What specifically do you enjoy about your courses?
For my courses, we do a lot of theories, a lot of testing as well. The wing tunnel testing, aircraft research, and a lot of design and a lot of education going into hypersonic and super high velocity speeds, achieving Mach numbers greater than 10 and all of that. And we do a lot of rocketry in FIT. So for me, that's a great experience. And I'm very interested in the design, in particular, the airfoil designs and what makes a big plane lift off the ground.
So out of all of those, your favorite courses have been in design?
Yeah, aerodynamics and flight mechanics in particular.
And what have you designed?
Well, we've done a rocket launch and testing. That was very early in between my sophomore and my freshman year. And we had to achieve a particular altitude, not to overshoot it, but to get close to it or hit it on the spot.
Try to come close. Don't overshoot it, but definitely try to hit the target. Okay, how far away was the target?
It was 1,000 feet, and we designed it. We used a lot of aerospace formulas, creativity, because we had to get the weight right, the center of pressure and all of that. And it was a really great experience. So the rocket design was the first one, and I would be looking forward to doing more research on that.
So there's a lot of hands-on training right from the beginning.
There is a lot of hands-on training. You could basically accomplish anything within the space of aerospace.
And so now you are just finishing your sophomore year and going into your junior year?
No, I'm actually in my junior year. I'm going into my senior year.
Are you a junior into your senior year?
Right, I'm a senior.
And what are you expecting to do after you graduate?
Well, after I graduate, I'll be looking to get flight training to become a pilot. Because for me, I feel like aerospace and aviation, they go hand in hand. And you can't do without the other. As a pilot, I feel like I'll be more experienced, more determined, more motivated. I would have the theories behind the aircraft. I'd be able to test planes for big companies. I'd be able to educate people as well in the aerospace field. People who are looking to get an engineering degree, I could teach. But as a pilot, I would have the ability to put my experience learned in the classroom to full practice on aircrafts that I get my hands on.
Well, I know that as a passenger, I'd feel a lot safer if there was an aerospace engineer as a pilot in the cockpit.
Yeah, you sure should.
Well, Theo, it's been a real pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for stopping by WFIT to participate in a Florida Tech International Student Spotlight.
Yeah, thank you, Adrian.
Thank you for supporting Public Radio 89.5 FM, Melbourne, Florida.